Good morning, everyone. This is Lanisha Duke, and thank you so much for joining us this morning for Rural Race Talks. I'm excited to be here with you today, and I just want to first say thank you to Coast Radio for providing an opportunity for our community to have a platform to have some courageous conversations around race in rural communities. I want you to know that you can call in 503-325-0010. Whether you're listening on 91.9 FM in Astoria, 89.5 FM in Tillamook, or online at coastradio.org, I just want to say again, thank you for joining us. I want to let you know that today is special, and I want to thank Graham for allowing us to share his space today. But starting next month in October, we will shift to the first Wednesday of every month, and we will go from a half-hour time frame to a one-hour time slot. So from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. on October 7th, join us as we continue to have these conversations. I want to use this platform to talk about race, specifically in rural areas. I want us to be able to cultivate a space for us to be able to share our experiences, and even as we learn how to have some difficult conversations, I think it's important that we also learn about one another in the process, and even how we got to some of our opinions based on our experience. And so today I promised you that I am going to share. Today is a very special day for me, and I want to let you know, to honor this day, it's just so fitting. 6 years ago today, I moved to the Oregon coast. And what a journey it's been. I started in Cannon Beach, and I moved here without a plan, without knowing anyone, without ever being here before. And so I say thank you to this wonderful community for embracing me, for accepting me. I've never had a place where I could live in my authentic self freely. Even in some hard times, it's still been the best place to grow. And so I want to say thank you to our community. I want to start the show by not just offering a bit of my experience, but wanting to hear from you about your experience over the last couple of months, as we digest a lot of information, as we learn a lot, as we bring our focus into attention, specifically talking about race. Some conversations are easier than others, and I want to use this platform as an opportunity for us to grow in using, in what tools can we use to hold space to have conversations? How do we examine our own hearts and our intention as we move forward in trying to make sure that all lives get to a place where we don't have to do this struggle or fight anymore? It's been wonderful to see so much hope and so much change happening, but yet at the same time, it's been very disheartening to see a lot of the anger, some of it justified, but some of it, I think, is growing more of a divide than it is to bringing us together. And so how do we come to be able to talk to people who might have difference of opinion, definitely have a different experience, but find a way to reach common ground on these issues that we're facing today? I think that we are in a different time of civil rights movement, being that we're also in a pandemic, the coronavirus. And how does that come into play with everything else that we're dealing with? And so, again, the number to call in is 503-325-0010. So I'll share with you a conversation I had this week with a new friend of mine as we were talking about the space for people to grow. And there are some people that will never change. And I think no matter what people believe, there is just there are people who are okay with where they are and will never change. And then there's people who are now opening themselves up to be educated and become aware in certain aspects, not just what's happening in our communities, in our nation, but what's happening within themselves. And as we were talking, I realized that I actually like to engage with the population of people some may say will never change, because I myself identify as being a person who thought that I would never change. I was once in a place where I thought that I was very unlovable, and I wasn't happy. I wasn't happy inside of me, and happy is probably not the right word. I was unfulfilled. I was lost. I was just sort of living in this dark space, and I remember that I'd like to say I was cancerous, right? I spread my darkness wherever I went, because that's the place where I was. And I'm very thankful that over time I've been able to change on the inside, to where I have a different outlook about life, myself, about we might have a difference of opinion, we can still find a healthy way to engage in these conversations. So as we embark Labor Day weekend, there's a lot of activity happening, a lot of people traveling right now, a lot of people who are struggling, if you will, to be able to find ways to help facilitate change. Some of it is online. Some of it is in demonstrating and protesting. Some of it is in the work that you've already been doing. And so I want to hear from you. What have you been doing to stay engaged in this conversation, to help make changes in the way we help shape how our communities continue to grow and thrive together? I think that it's important that we get to a place where we're really not willing to leave anyone behind in these conversations as we grow. Talking about race is not always easy, but talking about a lot of things aren't always easy. If you're a parent, you know having to have conversations with your children, even just about proper hygiene, can sometimes be uncomfortable. And so I want to encourage you to give yourself even grace to make mistakes as you have these conversations. None of us can be right all of the time. And so even as we're having these conversations, it's okay to say, you know what, I don't know. Or, you know what, I'm not sure. Let me read and some more information so I can be more informed, and then I'll get back to you.
Hey, Lanisha,
okay.
Can I jump in with a question for you?
Please.
And it looks like we do have a call coming in, so we'll go to that caller next. Oh, it's not ringing through to the air room. So my question for you is, I've had experiences thinking back to my youth where I wasn't as aware of systemic racism as I am now. And when I would meet someone who would reveal themselves to be racist through, for example, a joke or a prank, and then the decision on my part at that time was to no longer associate with that person.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't get that person or me anywhere. And I talked to a couple gentlemen yesterday who had similar anecdotes about, oh, they started saying jokes that used the N-word, and so that was it for them. That was the end of it. And so I feel like what you're trying to do with this show, which is very brave, is to start conversations with those people who we traditionally would have just walked away from. And so if someone thinks like me, that's a very safe place for me to have a friendship or to have a conversation. But if someone thinks differently, even about something as severe as racism, you know, what do you say to someone who makes an inappropriate joke? How do you break the ice and say, you know, it doesn't sit well with me that you said that. You know, do you have any thoughts about that? Because this is what we're trying to do, right? Is cross a bridge that normally we would have just, you know, headed for the next bridge to get across.
Right.
The river.
Well, and thank you, Graham. You know that anything was wrong with that because it just was the way it was. And when we met, of course, he's much older now and has had a lot of life experiences. He would say things, he would say a joke, or he would say something, and I would look at him, and I would say, not just did that really just come out of your mouth, but let's talk about what could be wrong with what you just said. Sure, it may have been funny, but let's just unpack this. And in a way that you speak your truth in love, so that people actually want to engage in conversation and not just become defensive because all of a sudden you've called them a racist, and now they don't want. He said, of course not. But at least it helped me understand where he was coming from. And sometimes we have to decide, are we looking to agree or are we looking to understand? Because sometimes we can have a better conversation if we're looking to understand a person, even as we may never agree on certain issues or certain ways or beliefs. So, Graham, I wanted to check in with you.
Yeah, so thank you for that nice response. I'm embarrassed to say that our second phone patch is acting goofy, but we've been writing down the questions from the calls that have been coming in.
Oh, awesome.
And so I'm going to just kind of share those with you for today, and we'll definitely have the phone patch fixed as soon as possible. So sorry about that. So one caller said there's these planned activities by groups like Proud Boys, Patriot Prayer, and there's one supposed to be in Seaside, I think tomorrow. There's one in Portland. And the difficulty that this person feels is that they don't have a firearm. Don't want a firearm, and how do you talk to someone carrying a gun when that flagrantly aggressive stance, it just prohibits dialogue? And so is that like a no-go territory, or is that, you know, is that an unreachable person? Where do we start with that? What would you think, you know, of that situation?
Well, I'll tell you personally, for me, it's a no-go kind of situation for me personally. I recently had an experience where my husband and I were camping in Idaho, in a town in Idaho, and a place that we had been several times before, and had that experience. We had some fellas, it seemed very like they picked us out to intimidate with their flags and their guns. And the best thing for us to do, the decision that I made, was to not engage. Because one, I didn't have a firearm either. And but two, it wasn't so much I was afraid of what they would do to us. I was more afraid of what could happen just in that situation. I think that when you're in that understanding. And so I would offer, at least for me, I don't engage in those kinds of situations because I think a lot of people have a bravery when there's numbers behind them, whereas I'm pretty sure maybe if there was a person from that group just walking down the street or in the grocery store or another opportunity presented itself, you may have an easier way to have that conversation one-on-one.
Well, I know that Astoria's mayor and local law enforcement have all said, do not engage. So that seems to be the best plan for folks who are trying to exercise their rights by open carrying and intimidating. And the best thing that can happen is for four of those people to show up and no one else to pay any attention to it.
Right.
Because as soon as you do engage, it just fans the flames. And I agree. I don't think that there's a lot of territory to be gained by engaging, especially under those circumstances.
Well, and the energy that it takes, right? I was talking to a friend of mine yesterday about, you know, there's a place for anger and there's a place for rage. And while I do agree to a certain extent, where we channel that rage and that anger, I think, is more important. And, you know, instead of engaging with a group that's out there, say, in Seaside tomorrow, look up and, you know, start seeing who your school board members are and begin to engage in conversations where we are trying to see systemic changes made to go from a place of systemic inequities to something sustainable that addresses some of these issues.
I think that's a really good point. Very nice. So we had another caller who, it was just more of a comment, but saying that there's just so much that we weren't taught growing up, and we need to do a lot of work to make up for that now. We need to find a way to foster friendship and understanding. And I will add, as I've listened to both of our radio stations the last few days, a lot of the conversation has been around the professional sports teams and their reaction to the Black Lives Matter movement, the women's NBA, the NBA, Major League Baseball, NFL. And so this is a place of learning that I think is happening right now. So 1A had some really good material about it yesterday on KCPB. So did On Point this morning on Counterspin. Have you been following any of what's been happening in the professional sports world as they talk about race?
I have. And one, I want to say I applaud them, because as people say, you know, how courageous it is for me to be engaging in these conversations. Anyone who is willing to use their platform to engage in any difficult conversation, I say kudos. Because again, we have to bring awareness so that we can start looking for ways, identifying ways where we can understand. And again, in experiences, our professional players in sports, they have experiences that have led them to this place, not just on the court, but why they are now using their platform to engage in this dialogue, and not just engage in the talk, but to engage in the work. And I want to just touch real briefly on, we have a lot to learn, and that is so true. There's so much of history that a lot of us don't know for whatever reason, whether it wasn't taught to us in school or in our home, as far as history is concerned. But I think there's also room to say we haven't really fostered our learning around how to form our own opinions, and especially with marketing and social media right now, we're inundated with memes and different ways that so many different powers and entities are trying to influence what we think and how we think it. And so I would even encourage people to take a break, you know, a step back, and then do some learning before you engage even further. You know, don't just demand that other people learn. What are we learning as well in this time?
And if you're just joining us, this is Rural Race Talks with your host, Lanisha Duke, on KMUN. It's our fall pledge drive. You're welcome to donate online or by mail or by phone. Give us a call after the show, 503-325-0010. We've got a few minutes left in the show. We welcome some more calls. Our phone patch isn't working, so we won't put you on the air, but we will get your question to Lanisha. And again, Lanisha, you have an email address. What was that again?
I do. It is Rural Race Talks at coastradio.org. And I also just want to remind everyone that beginning next month, we will be doing the first Wednesdays of every month. So tune in and join us October 7th between 9 and 10 a.m.
Yeah, and this is a conversational show. We're just talking. This isn't Lanisha just kind of spilling her guts about what she thinks. This is a two-way process. And so we really look to you, the listener, to engage in this conversation. This isn't going to work unless it's a two-way street where we practice these dialogues and these conversations that Lanisha is pushing for. And so Lanisha, just from my standpoint and on behalf of the station, you know, just the warmest welcome to you, to our airwaves. And we really appreciate you taking the responsibility and taking this leadership position. We're thrilled to have you.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me a platform to learn and grow with you, with our community. I think that we are in some exciting times. I know some of it is a little scary to watch or to hear or to read, but my main takeaway from a lot of what's happening right now is I think of a woman when she's in childbirth, and a woman comes closest to death right before she gives life, and the pain and the agony of pushing through labor. These are hard times, but I believe if we keep pushing through, we will see great life given that will produce the joy that will help us even forget about some of the pain as we keep moving forward in this process. So thank you again, everyone, for joining us. Thank you, Graham, for helping create this space again. And we look forward to connecting again next month.
Well, absolutely, Anisha. And we do have another question.
Okay.
If you've got a couple minutes. So one caller expressed concern about when you see someone wearing one of those red MAGA hats. And so this is definitely less intimidating than someone carrying a firearm. But is that someone who you could see getting a good answer from in a conversation about what that means? You know, is that someone that you would approach and start a conversation with?
Yes. It's funny. I have no inhibitions about talking to people I don't know. I think that's part of why I've been successful here, because I moved here not knowing anyone. And my mom used to tell me that someone was going to kill me, because when I was younger, I didn't have like a fear of, I didn't have that stranger danger kind of fear or intimidation to talk to people I don't know, because if we don't talk to people how do we get to know them? And so really, unless a person just really scares me, their disposition, and that has happened. But I'll just share with you quickly, some friends of mine all wore their Trump gear, and we were hanging out, and someone walked outside, and they're like, just so you know, there's a group of folks in there all Trumped out, and just be weary. And I walked in and saw that it was my friends, people that I knew, and I went back out, and I was like, oh, it's just such and such. They're harmless. Trust me. You can talk to them about it. Have a conversation.
Yeah, we can have different opinions and still get along. Yeah, and going back to how much learning we have to do, Janine Jackson on the show before mentioned that with all these younger journalists coming on board, that they don't have the historical context, and people lose track of just the fact that the 1960s weren't that long ago, where it was written into law that black people should be treated worse than white people. And so we really need to maintain the context of our history, where we've come from. And I think maybe that caller was saying, when you say make America great again, what are you pointing to? What is the greatness that you're looking for? And hopefully it's not our racist past.
Well, yeah, but again, that may not be a good starting point for that conversation if you're really trying
to not just start an argument.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, because I see that going, and And I will say this, though, and I know we're almost at our time. I will say I do understand what needs to happen. I'm not ignorant of that. I just think the how is something that we can work on. These conversations are important, but again, if we have someone, you don't know them, and all you do is go in and attack them, who would listen? I mean, if someone did that to you, would you listen to them?
Absolutely not.
Right.
Yeah, that's no way to start a conversation.
Right.
Okay, Lanisha, let's wrap it up.
All right. Well, we thank you once again. Rural Race Talks at CoastRadio.org. Join us next month, Wednesday, October 7th from 9 to 10. This is Lanisha Duke, and we'll see you next time.